eyes reflect our lives, don't they?
I had fun. It was exciting. It was an altogether pleasurable experience with a team who've been together for 15 years, I think. So I went in as a new boy and except for a few hiccups where I didn't quite know all the procedures, if you like, on the Star Trek Enterprise deck, we had a good time and they welcomed me in. It wasn't hard to develop because I had such a good cast. I had a story that did have a lot of dimension in it. It had a lot of opportunity for action, which I had done several movies of and cut many more. So I had experience in that. The humor, I always like humor in every sort of movie. I think humor is a huge advantage. The emotion came out of the story again, and I hope we've got out every ounce of the emotion, because I think that's something the audience really respond to well. I think the best part was working with Patrick and Brent and Tom Hardy. The exciting part for me, really, because of the team of the crew is established and their characters are established, the fun part was to find who should play Shinzon, the clone of Picard, and how we found him was with difficulty, because he had certain parameters. He had to look like Patrick Stewart. I wanted him to be an unknown. He had to be under 25, and he had to go head to toe with Patrick Stewart, who's no mean actor. And so I think it was really fulfilling to me for getting Tom Hardy and him being as good as he is, as I think he is in this movie.
Stewart was a pain. He really was. He was tedious. He was difficult. Screamed all the time. You know, what can I say? No, he was fine. He was great. Stewart's a dynamic personality, and he was terrific to work with, and he brought a real passion to the work. It was scary. It was scary because Patrick is a monster behind the wheel. He really is. All he kept saying was, "We're not going fast enough. We need to go faster." And you could see in the film there was dirt and rocks hitting us in the face, and he was loving it. But it was terrifying for me.
It was challenging. I mean, Stewart's a really nice bloke, but to have someone come in who's never ever seen Star Trek before. And when you say to him, you know, well, my character wouldn't do that, and he says, I don't care, do it anyway. You know, first of all, you want to punch his lights out, but second of all, he is the director, and you kind of have to do what he says, because he just keeps making you do it over and over again until you do. So there was a kind of, I don't know, it was almost like you had to kind of go with it and say, okay, I'm just going to see what happens, try and find a way to make this work. And, you know, I hate to say this because I'm a woman, you know, as you can see, but he was right. It turned out to be a great movie. So, and people who know me specifically will know how hard it is for me to say that someone else is right, that he was. You know, I think that's more for the fans, isn't it? That they get married. And what I did like about that was that the wedding was the first scene that we shot in the film, and so we all got together and had a party, and it was fantastic. So for 2 days we just, you know, messed around and had too much fun.
Come fear.